tell me about your first single from the upcoming album, Adopted Hometown?
Yeah, that's really a love song. It's it used to be called fromage, which is cheese in French, because it's really cheesy. And it didn't have a deeper meaning or anything, but we changed it to Adopted Hometown, just because I was the only one that wanted to keep fromage. And everyone was like, no, that can't be the title. It has to be something else. And then we found Adopted Hometown, which kind of fits also, because it's a love song for a girl, but it's a love song also for, it's kind of a love-hate song for a city also, for Montreal. It's like, because I really can't stand it at the same time. So it's kind of about this also, just wanting to be in a city, but not knowing how really, and like kind of feeling like I have to live in that city to be part of something. So yeah, it's about a lot of stuff jammed together. And it's actually two songs jammed together. It's the chorus is from another song that we used to play live on tour a lot. And we had a chorus for the original Adopted Hometown, but it wasn't as good as this. And the verses in the other song weren't as good as those verses. So we just put, it's like a mega song. It's a Frankenstein song. And we just put the best parts of each song to do Adopted Hometown.
When do you feel like you're most at home? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I think it's performing on a stage, because it's such a beautiful experience to be like with my best friends and just have some fun on stage. And just, you know, it's so, it's a weird experience to play live. The thing with writing is that as I grow up, I'm kind of difficult with myself. And that's, it's sometimes I'm not comfortable with how I write. And so that's why I wouldn't put it really, that's the best experience for me. But yeah, recording is awesome too. I would say it's playing live. It's because recording, you're experimenting, you're searching for new sound, and you're searching for ways to put something that's in your head, but to make people hear it. But it's a work in progress. But when you get to play it live and you feel it, and you feel that it sounds good and it's fun, and that the people feel it too, it's great. It's just great.
You've played lots of shows in this country and in Europe as well. Can you tell me about one that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Yeah, I think I have two memorable ones, really, that can. The ones when we did a show in Montreal last year, it was kind of our big return after a couple of tours in France and Germany. And like all our friends were there, and we sold out a kind of a big venue for us, and we were really happy with it. And it was a big show because we did we prepared something with a friend of ours that does projections, and so we had a big show that wasn't just the music. And I think to this day, a lot of people tell me that, oh man, that's the best show I saw in my life. I'm like, well, okay, well, thanks. That's a really awesome compliment. So yeah, there's that one. And we did one in Mexico in a city called Guanajuato. And it was for a festival. And we don't have reach in Mexico, but we got there and there was like 3,000 people. And they were just, me and Tony, the bass player, we can speak a bit in Spanish. So we were speaking to them, and like, it really clicked with them. It was awesome. We just didn't expect this. So it was on a huge stage. And yeah, that was great too. Yeah.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of your upcoming performances and the new album?
Yeah, well, our Facebook page is really like we keep it updated, and we have all the information on it on our Instagram page also. That's our principal website where you can find information. We have a website. It's just foreigndiplomats.com. And but yeah, on Facebook is like, it's just updated, and we put anything on that, like information, just jokes, just new stuff. Yeah, it's we try to be interesting.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song Tender Night. What can you tell me about that one?
Tender Night is we really like that song because it's a hard song. It took us a lot of time to play it well, like how we want it to sound. So we practiced it a lot, and we changed it a lot, and the lyrics changed a lot, and the structure changed. And it's a song about not being sure if what I write is good enough for anyone. And it started with my father telling me that I had gotten a bit lazy with my songwriting, not in an insulting way, just like try to work more. But yeah, it started with this, and then it became Tender Night, and just wanting to maybe escape in somewhere just where I don't have to think about what other people think. That's Tender Night.
I love that one too. Eli, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, well, thanks to you.